From the gun, Liz McGrady sprints to the front of the pack, commands the lead, and pushes the pace. Most distance runners would not change places with the blue and gold blur, as the lead is considered a less than ideal position early in the race. In this sport, it's harder to lead than to follow. But sometimes you can't wait on others. Today, she's chasing a personal best. As the Delaware women's track and field team has done quite often recently, she'll beat that time. And then some.
To lay out a race plan and have it be a race plan that is a little bit uncomfortable. And it's not what every athlete wants to hear their coach tell them, I want you to lead. And for them to go do it and trust that, and then to have such amazing results, that was a really satisfying feeling.
That's new Delaware distance coach Ryan Waite. Since joining the Blue Hens in October, he's been instrumental in guiding the distance team to three indoor school records, Jeanette Bendoff in the individual 800-meter, the distance medley relay, and the 4x800-meter relay.
The trust has been huge, and the fact that I feel like they can trust me and I trust them to do what I'm asking them to do, that's why these results are really coming the way they are right now.
Just 3 years out of school, Waite has already racked up the credentials, and he knows a thing or two about leading top runners. He's worked as a professional pacer for some of the world's best, including 1500-meter Olympic gold medalist Matthew Senchowich Jr. However, now Waite's focus is on runners like McGrady, the team's winter MVP. She was part of both school record relay teams and qualified for an unprecedented 5 events at the Indoor ECAC Championships.
I think it's just taking it one day at a time, one race at a time, and really when you get to that day in that race, it's just putting the best out there that you can do and representing your team as well as you can.
In the early part of the spring season, she has already set personal bests at 1,500 meters and 800 meters.
It's also just building momentum off of indoor and knowing we're in these good times, but like just keep taking like the next step forward.
The next step for this Delaware team is the CAA Championships, set to take place in Newark the first weekend in May. Delaware has won the CAA only once, winning it all back in 2014.
We want to do well at these races that we're going to throughout the season, but really they're just stepping stones along the way to the conference championship. And it's really glorified practice, getting us ready for the big one that really counts, which is the CAA championship.
On the way, the Blue Hens will have a chance at more school records and personal best. McGrady and Bendoff currently sit just a second and 2 seconds respectively behind the school's 800-meter record. But beyond the record performances lies a desire from this team to just have fun. Senior captain Gabby Alemo sets the tone.
A lot of it is just kind of being able to have fun with it. In a sport like this, it's very easy to be hard on yourself and very results-focused, but it's important to remember that we do this because we enjoy it. We do this because we love our teammates. We have built up this great culture, and so it's kind of just remembering to just have fun with it, to do what we do best.
With WVUD News, I'm Brandon Hovak.